This guy will score. They just don't have any pitchers. This guy's going to triple. Wow.
He's just lobbing them in there.
Yeah. Good Tuesday afternoon. Ron Miller and Keith Harris live from Mike Summers Memorial Field in West Glenwood Springs. The Meeker Cowboys coming to pay a visit to Glenwood. Second time these two schools have met. Glenwood last played Meeker in Meeker in 2010 and beat them 20-5. Right now, Meeker's up 1-0. Sorry, we had a couple technical glitches getting on the air here. Leo Mraz on the hill. Here's a line drive, base hit to right field. It's 2-0. Meeker Cowboys have not played a league game yet. They're 2-7 overall, but they're playing like they're 10-0. Ryan Sullivan, the cleanup hitter. Things started off with Leo Mraz on the hill. He's making his varsity debut, a sophomore. Jordan Mraz, the younger brother, his debut on the mound. And they're rocking him around. There's a pop-up in the infield. Jackson Irving calling for it on the edge of the grass, makes the catch, and there's two away to retire Ryan Sullivan. So Clay Crawford started things off for the Cowboys. First pitch swinging, lined at the left field for a base hit. Jacob Blazin grounded out the third. Crawford advanced to second base. And Liam Deming tripled, knocked in Crawford for the first run. Leo Mraz, first pitch to Wyatt Powers, is the DH, 1-0. Ball was down and in. 2-0 Cowboys. Game just underway here in West Glenwood. Mraz, quick throw. They got it picked off. Throw by Evan Heil. And a rundown, and the tag is applied, and that'll do it for the Cowboys. Leo Mraz with a good move there. Got him hanging off second base. So the Cowboys get two runs on two hits, no errors, and no runners left after that pickoff. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It is Meeker 2, Glenwood nothing. This is KMTS. We go to the bottom of the first inning here at Mike Summers Memorial Field in West Glenwood. Demons coming up to bat, trailing the Meeker Cowboys 2-0. Just the second meeting between these two schools since 2010. Glenwood looking to snap a five-game losing streak. Lost to Evergreen yesterday, 16-6. I did confirm that. We thought it was 15-6. Suddenly the game ended after six innings. Wait a minute, what's going on? And I double-checked, and I had Evergreen down for five runs in the third, and apparently they scored six.
Yeah, I'm still not sure how that happened. I mean,
we both missed it. I don't know.
Yeah, we both looked at who was hitting and who came in and that kind of thing. But whatever. Everybody's capable of mistakes.
Everyman Joe will lead things off for Glenwood, batting .268, 11 hits and 41 at-bats. Couple of doubles, two runs batted in. He was 2-for-4 yesterday against Evergreen. Looks at ball one from Jonathan Fitzgibbons. Tall right-hander for the Cowboys. Got some serious eye black going on there. Next pitch, grounded to third. Nice backhand stop by Chintala, but no play. Instead of getting in front of it, he backhanded it. Hit hard, but should have been played cleanly. That's an E5. Jackson Irving, the batter. Jackson's boosted his average. He's batting .341, two doubles, five runs batted in. And Joe creeping off the bag at first. First pitch, fly ball to center field. Clay Crawford is there. Makes the catch. And there's one away. Crawford in center. Zach Simonson in left. Jacob Blazin is in right for the Cowboys. The infield. Damik Chintala is at third. Liam Deming at short. Ryan Sullivan at second base. Trindon Powell's at first. Behind the plate is Peter Hanks. Got a pretty good arm, what we saw in warm-ups. Fitzgibbons throws over to first. That was pretty close. Manjo gets back. Evan Heil at the plate. Evan was batting over 200. Uh-oh. Manjo is hurt. He's shaken up. And he's... Oh, boy.
I just heard a fan say, did he hurt his
shoulder? Yeah. Oh, boy. When he went back, he dove back to the bag head first.
Yeah, he's not wanting to turn over.
No. Yeah, they're being helped up. Yeah.
Holding his right arm. Oh, he might have dislocated that.
Oof.
The way he's holding it.
Yeah.
I tend to be a little bit of a... Oh, yeah, that's out. A little bit of an expert on that. I did that a whole lot.
Oh, man.
I recognize that look.
Done a good job as a leadoff and a bit of wonderful shortstop, but... Might have to. Coach Nisani is going to have to shuffle the lineup a little bit here. We got Jake Sims on the bench, Cole Sherrick, Jordan Mraz, Aiden Peters, Zach Pidcock. And I don't see Marnie. And I think Jordan DeCroix, the assistant athletic director, is on the phone because Abner is really hurt. Oh, Doc, got it. Just a throw to first, sliding back, head first.
Well, you're never more in danger of dislocating your shoulder than when your arms are either straight up in front of you, so like trying to block a basketball shot, that kind of thing, or in this case, as you're sliding back, and if you just put too much pressure on that, on that upward motion on his elbow.
Oh, look, he's holding it out stiff. Not moving it at all. Doggone it.
Yeah, if you're not able to get it popped back in right away, that's a lot of pain to be in.
So, Coach Nieslanek talking to the umpire.
So I wonder how we're going to move things around here. Manjo was playing short.
And leading off, so.
Wonder if he's going to move Irving over to short and put Gare in it. No. At second. That would be similar to other setups we've seen Coach run before.
It's 2-0 Meeker with one out to the bottom of the second, bottom of the first inning. Meeker two runs on three hits. Couple of singles and a triple. After Manjo, the board on an error. Jackson Irving flied out to center. Evan Heil got up to the plate, and Fitzgibbons tossed it over to first. A little check on the runner, and Abner slid back to the bag. It was close to being picked off because he had a big lead. Then came back head first, extended arms, and appears that he injured his right shoulder.
Yeah, Manjo's always been a pretty aggressive base runner.
Yeah.
Good lead. I don't think I've seen him get caught.
So Jake Sims is coming in. Oh, no, that's Jordan Mraz.
Jordan Mraz.
35.
Yeah. Coming in to run for him.
Not sure who's going to. Jordan could play infield.
I know yesterday, I believe, Gare was playing second.
Second, yeah.
Irving was playing short, and they both did a good job at those positions. I know Gare is already set up as the designated hitter.
So, yeah, maybe keep Irving at, or move Irving to short.
Yeah.
And Gehr.
That would probably be the first thing I would assume. But
Gehr's in left field, so maybe.
No, Peters is in left field.
Oh, Peters, that's right. That's right. Yeah, Gehr was.
Just DH-ing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that kind of casts a pall over things.
Yeah.
Hate to see that. So Jake Sims running for Abner Mangio. One out here in the bottom of the first inning. 2-0 Meeker.
Mraz is running for Mangio.
Or Mraz. What did I say?
You said Jake Sims again.
Jake Sims.
That's all right.
Yeah.
33, 35, they look pretty close from here.
Evan Heil at the plate. So I was saying he was over 200 yesterday and then went 0 for 3 against Evergreen. His average dropped to 186. Heil's got 4 runs batted in. 7 RBI, excuse me, 4 doubles. First pitch, fouls it off. Mraz was taken off. Nothing in one to Evan Heil. Vince Gibbons gets the sign from Peter Hanks. The pitch. Chop foul toward third. It's quickly 0-2 to Heil. Braxton Mims on deck. Next pitch. Curveball is high. 1-2 to Heil. Toss over to first. Kind of a little sidearm toss. Check Mraz back to the bag. 1-2 two strikes to Evan Heil. 2-0 Meeker. Fitzgibbons with the pitch. That's in the dirt. Stopped by Hanks. Runner does not go. It's 2-2. Pitch is fouled straight back. Still 2-2. Okay, that's Mims on deck, but he's wearing 0. Why are you doing this, boys? Why are you messing with me? Next pitch, curveball. Got away. Hanks keeps it in front of him. Count is full to Evan Heil. Yesterday they were wearing all gray. Today they got gray pants, red jerseys. Cooper Luckey wears 0. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Evan Heil. Chop toward third. Tough play for Chintala. Throws to second for the force. Got him. Two outs for Braxton Mims. Mims normally wears number 4. Looks at ball one. That ball gets away, and heading down to second base is Evan Heil. Standing up. 1-0 to Braxton Mims. Batting .538 to lead the team. 21 for 39. 2 runs batted in, 4 doubles, 3 triples. He scored 15 runs. Yesterday he was 0 for 2 against Evergreen. It's Gibbons with the 1-0 pitch. That's lined into the gap in right center field. Heil takes a look. They're going to wave him home. The throw is cut off, and Heil scores standing up. Braxton Mims picks up his third RBI. It's 2-1 Meeker.
Heil's got pretty decent speed.
Yeah. Well, he was quarterback and a wide receiver.
Yep.
Coach Pat Engel. Batters Mason Markovich showing some power. Saw him during BP. He put a couple over the fence. Looks at ball one from Fitzgibbons. Hit a home run yesterday.
Hit a home run last Friday as well.
Yep. Toss to first. Markovich, two home runs, 12 runs batted in, four doubles. Next pitch. It's in the dirt. It's 2-0. One ping only per Shelley. Your phone. I love that.
Yeah, it's that quasar sonar or whatever. It's just like a one ping. I like it because I can hear it from my pocket.
Slow curve. Got the corner. 2-1 to Mason Markovich. Two outs. You're in the bottom of the first. 2-1 Meeker. Talking about a place that gets windy. In Rio Blanco County. 2-1 pitch, grounded right back up the middle. Base hit for Mason Markovich. He's hitting the ball well. Heading for third. Here's the throw. Not in time as Mims slides safely. And on the throw, Markovich takes second base. There we go. Southern Knights. Little Glenn Campbell. Yes. Adam Gare wearing the correct jersey. 15.
That was a nice cut by Mason. Just hit it right back at the feet of the pitcher.
Yep.
Hit the backside of the pitching mound and then just
Adam Gare batting
right at second base.
Gare batting 370. Looking to pick up a couple of runs here. First pitch from Fitzgibbons. That's way outside. 1-0. So with two outs, Demons have put together two straight hits. Base hit would give them the lead. Wild pitch would tie it. 1-0. There it goes. Here comes Mims. Here comes the play. Safe. And lots of dust kicked up. And on the play, here comes Markovich. The throw, not in time. And Markovich scores.
Wow.
Good heads-up play by Mason Markovich. Aggressive base running. Well, the throw from the catcher back to the pitcher covering the plate got away from him, trickled away, and Mason just kept coming from third. So, Mims scored. Well, it was almost prescient of me. Saying a wild pitch would tie it up, and sure enough, next pitch. So, wild pitch. It's 2-0 to Gare. And an error. E2. 3-2 Glenwood.
What's he going to do now, Ron?
2-0 pitch to Gare. That's high. And inside, 3-0. It's Gibbons in the full windup. And a 3-0 to Gare. In the first strike, taken all the way.
I've enjoyed Tony Romo as a color analyst the last couple of years because sometimes he can have those crystal ball moments.
Right, yeah. 3-1. Curveball. Ooh, nasty-looking curve.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was a dandy.
That had a huge break.
That had Gare ducking out of the way, and it just broke across the plate. Here's the 3-2 to Gare. Came upstairs, and he walked him. So 3-2 Glenwood, two outs, bottom of the first, and it's Nathan Grosskopf. He's only had 9 at-bats, 4 hits, though, 444 average. 1 double, 4 runs batted in, or 4 RBIs, 1 double, and 4 RBIs. And used a lot in the outfield and was a pinch hitter. There's a throw to first. They got him.
He slipped.
Yep.
He tried to come back and he slipped. He didn't. His dive didn't take him anywhere.
So Gare picked off to end the inning. Grosskopf will lead off the second next time around. But the Demons score 3 runs on 2 hits. It was a wild pitch and an error. And no runners left after that pickoff. We played one inning. Glenwood 3, Meeker 2. This is KMTS. Back to Mike Summers Memorial Field. I say that enough, they're eventually going to name it after my good friend Mike
true.
Summers. Rest his soul.
Everyone's just going to assume that's what it already is.
That's right.
Somebody's going to be like, "Why has? Where'd the sign go?
Where'd the missing? Yeah, exactly.
Let's replace the missing sign."
Yes. You say it enough. In my book, it's Mike Summers Memorial Field because he was such a devotee of this program, so dedicated. Certainly miss him. Good friend. Well, 3-2 Glenwood as we go to the second inning. And as you speculated, Jackson Irving inserted at shortstop for Avner Mangio, went out with a shoulder injury on a pickoff move, sliding back to first. Adam Gehr goes to second base. Leo Mraz with the first pitch to Peter Hanks, and he looks at ball one.
You know, we should buy some lottery tickets on the way home or something.
Yeah.
We're both calling it out right now.
Mraz a little shaky in that first inning. 1-0 pitch to Hanks. Swing and a miss. Swung at one in the dirt. 1-1.
Yeah, I haven't seen any real fastballs from Mraz. First inning, you know, had a couple hits right away just because they were just kind of lobbed in there.
Next pitch, nice looking curve there from Leo. And it's 1-2, swung and missed. Fitzgibbons on deck and then Trindon Powell. Next pitch, curveball came inside. 2-2 to Hanks.
Hanks had to back up to miss that, getting hit by
yeah.
that one.
That's where you wear a nice big baggy jersey.
Yeah.
Here's the 2-2 for Mraz. Line drive to right field. But ready to make the catch is Nathan Grosskop.
Yeah.
Read that perfectly off the bat.
Yeah, only had to take about two steps to his right.
One away for Jonathan Fitzgibbons. There's no Jonathan, it's Jonathan. That's how it was spelled. J-O-N-T-H-A-N.
For sure that's not just a typo? Or
In
today's world, you never know.
Could be. Fitzgibbons, there's the first pitch from Mraz outside.
Not that I can talk. We chose to name our daughter Lila, but we spelled it L-A-I-L-A-H, and everybody calls her Layla. It's like, well, that's kind of our fault.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah.
2-0 now to Fitzgibbons. Liam Mraz winds and delivers a 2-0 pitch. That's in the dirt. 3 balls, no strikes. Looking kind of iffy for this weekend's games. Glenwood playing at Rifle Friday. One of the late game scheduled to be live on the radio, but weather's looking pretty bad. Next pitch. That misses. Balls, so 4 straight. He walks Fitzgibbons to bring up Trindon Powell. Powell batting doesn't have an official at bat. He's 0 for 3. So looking for his first hit.
Yeah, the weather forecast is currently showing a 63% chance of rain on Friday.
Not 60, not 61. It's 63%.
Right.
I see.
Yes.
All right.
All I'm looking at is the 3 straight days of 70-degree weather. That's and sunny. That's
motorcycle weather.
Absolutely.
There you go.
It's supposed to be 79 on Thursday. My goodness, it's almost approaching summer.
Yeah.
Balmy.
Trindon Powell, the batter. It's Gibbons with a walk, getting a big lead at first, or knows it a pinch runner. That was close.
That was very close.
That is Jace Mobley pinch running for Fitzgibbons. number 10. First pitch to Powell. No, they're going to throw it to first again. That was close. Oh, oh. Leo Mraz.
Yeah, he thinks he got him, too.
He was begging the ump. Come on, ring him up. Glenwood pitchers got called for a couple of balks yesterday against Evergreen.
Yeah, that was an interesting game. A couple of balks and a couple of interference calls.
Yeah. No, that
hit it.
He made no attempt to get out of the way. He just said, I'll just take this. It's a slow curve.
Yeah. Hit him kind of on the elbow.
So first and second now for Damik Chintala. Not sure how long a leash Coach Nieslatt is going to have on Leo Mraz. This is his varsity debut on the mound. Got Hanks to fly out to right, but now he's walked a batter and hit a batter. First and second for the number nine hitter. Chintala batting 158. He shows bunt. Throw down to second base. Ball's going to trickle into center field. But nice backup there by Braxton Mims. Was a strike to Chintala because he almost stepped on the plate to go out and get it.
Yeah, an attempted bunt.
He's got three hits in 19 at-bats, so you got to get this guy with one out. 3-2 Glenwood. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to short. Could be two. They go to second for one. Down to first. Double play. That's nice. The way to do it. Room service double play. How about it? 6-4-3. And no harm done. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Glenwood 3, Meeker 2. This is KMTS. Back to Mike Summers Memorial Field in West Glenwood Springs. Getting used to saying that because Glenwood's played a lot of home games, been a lot of home cooking. They'll travel, quote unquote, to Rifle on Friday. Demons leading 3-2 over the Meeker Cowboys. Leading things off here in the bottom of the second, Nathan Grosskopf. Was at the plate when Adam Gehr got picked off. Fouls off the first pitch. 0-1. Leo Mraz on deck, and then Christian Landeros, the number nine hitter. Meeker lost their first seven games. Fitzgibbons with the 0-1 pitch. And Gehr fly ball to center field. Clay Crawford over there in the gap in right center to make the catch. And there's one away. They lost to North Fork 13-0. Swept by Gunnison 14-13, 20-16. Lost to Coleridge 7-6 and 11-9 in a doubleheader. Salida beat them 15-4. They lost to Bayfield 12-1. Then they turn around and beat Monta Vista 23-7 and beat Battle Mountain. That one raises some eyebrows. Battle Mountain, we saw, of course, they've got some power hitters, including Elijah Morales. They beat Battle Mountain 5-4.
Wow. Well, in 23-7, that must have been one heck of a seventh inning.
Here's the 0-1 pitch to Leo Mraz. Ground ball up the middle. There's a base hit. No, backhand stop on the grass. Tough play, not in time. Good hustle by Leo Mraz. Great play by the second baseman, Ryan Sullivan. He had to go to his right and played it on the edge of the grass, well behind the bag. I've seen major leaguers make phenomenal twisting plays, leaping in the air. Infield single for Mraz brings up Christian Landeros, batting 333. Ball one. No count to Christian Landeros, 3-2 Glenwood. Next pitch, almost hit him. He had to lean back.
Well, he had to duck for the first one as well, so. Two inside pitches right in a row.
Mraz, short lead at first. Here's the 2-0 outside. It's 3-0 to Christian. Fitzgibbons takes a glance at first. Another look. Quick snap throw. The ball gets away, and why didn't he go? Well, first baseman Trindon Powell was pretty quick to get off the bag, but grass a little bit thick there in that foul territory, and the ball slowed down. 3-0 to Landeros. Here's the pitch. That's on the inside corner. Three-two Glenwood, one out, bottom of the second inning. Here's a 3-1 to Christian. And the pitch. Outside, walked him. So Mraz down to second, and we've got Jordan Mraz batting for after Mangio in the leadoff. If you just joined us, after Mangio aboard on an error in the first inning, and on a pickoff attempt, he slid back to the bag at first and apparently severely injured his right shoulder. Jordan Mraz pops it up, and that's out of play. Yep, that's going to drift out.
Yeah, just having experienced that quite a bit myself, mm-hmm. I would say he dislocated that right shoulder. The way it was shifted down and being held out the way it was, I've seen that way too many times. That's going
to
be tough.
0-1 pitch to Jordan. That plunked him.
No, I think it
just
missed.
Hit the bat.
I think it, yeah.
It hit something.
Yeah, it just went over his head, and I think it just hit the edge of the catcher's mitt.
Okay, the mitt. Okay, so that's why the runners were allowed to advance.
Yeah.
Because if it hit the bat, it'd be foul ball. But
yeah. It was thrown right at his head.
So now second and third for Jordan Mraz. And the 2-0 pitch, that's upstairs. Fitzgibbons really having some control problems. 2-1. Next pitch. In the dirt. Yeah, it's 3-1. One pitch away from loading them up for Jackson Irving. Fitzgibbons from the belt. The pitch. Fly ball, shallow center field. Crawford lets it bounce in front of him. Throw down to third base. Runners out. Run scores. For some reason, Landeros hesitated at second base, and he was thrown out easily.
Yeah, especially since he didn't even have to run to third.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, he probably should have held up.
He wasn't sure because that was a shallow fly ball.
Yeah.
So score that 8-5. First pitch to Evan High or Jackson Irving is a strike. There's two outs. Raz an RBI single.
That was a mile behind him.
Yeah.
My goodness. Hanks was lucky just to get over to get to that one.
One count to Jackson Irving. Fitzgibbons all over the place. That pitch is a strike at the knees and on the outside corner. Toss to first. Close play. Four to Glenwood. Next pitch, grounded to short. Deming up. It goes through the wickets. He took a knee, tried to get as low as he could, and the ball just got skipped right past him. That's an E6. Raz down to second, and it's Evan Heil. Heil aboard on a fielder's choice in the first inning. Scored a run. Looking to pick up an RBI here. 4-2 Glenwood, two outs, bottom of the second. Fitzgibbons with the pitch. That's a balk. Yeah, he
picks his leg up, and then he tries to pause there.
He's almost doing the Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, like a crane.
The crane
technique, yeah.
I was like, what is he doing? He's just kind of holding the leg up there?
Well, and I saw that before. He paused, but this time he lost his balance a little bit, and he shifted. That's what the ref called, or the ump called the balk for.
Swing and a miss. Heil taking a big cut there. Nothing and one. Base hit, scores two. He'd love to pick up his eighth and ninth RBIs here. 0-1 pitch to Evan Heil. Curveball in there for a strike, and quickly it's 0-2. He's got to protect the plate now. Anything close, take a rip. It's Gibbons with the 0-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed, and that'll do it. The Demons score one run on one, two hits. There was one error and two runners stranded. We play two innings. It's Glenwood 4, Meeker 2. This is KMTS. Back to Mike Summers Memorial Field. We go to the third inning. Glenwood with a 4-2 lead of the Meeker Cowboys. Demons trying to snap a five-game losing streak. Demons four runs on four hits. Meeker with two runs on three hits. Leo Mraz pitching his third inning. Got into a little bit of trouble in the second inning, but it bailed out by a nice 6-4-3 double play to end the threat. Back to the top of the order, Cowboys center fielder Clay Crawford. He singled on the first pitch in the first inning. Hit to left field. Liam Mraz in his varsity debut. Jackson Irving playing deep in the hole at short. Mason Markovich up on the grass at third. First pitch, a curveball. Ooh. And Crawford looked at him. I'm like, huh? Had that quizzical look.
Yeah.
It just broke across the plate.
Based on how Linderos had to move to catch that ball.
Next pitch. That looked like the last one.
Yeah, that looked just like the other one.
1-1 count to Clay Crawford. I just looked at Crawford's expression like the eyebrows were up. Huh?
Really?
Leo Mraz with the 1-1 pitch. That one in the dirt and skips up to the plate. 2-1 to Crawford. Leo Mraz, right-hander. Winds and delivers. Ground ball to short. Irving plays it cleanly. Throws too high.
Too high.
That one just sailed over Evan Heil's head.
Man, into the dugout. Yeah, that's gonna.
So Crawford gets the head to second base.
Hope they were paying attention in there.
First error committed by Glenwood. Jacob Blazin, he grounded out to third in the first inning. It's a left-hander. Crawford at second base. There's the pitch. Fly ball in the gap, left center field, and it's going to drop for a hit. Barehanded by Aiden Peters and gets it in quickly. And Blazin aboard on a single to left field. So first and third for the Meeker Cowboys, and Liam Deming, tripled in the first inning. hit one to the gap, and Mraz, the bluff throw to first and third. Deming hit it to the gap in right center. First pitch to Deming. Inside, 1-0. Deming came into the game batting 609 through in nine games. 14 hits, 23 at-bats, 5 doubles, 2 triples. He's now we have 3 triples on the season. 1-0 pitch. Chopper back to the mound. And, oh, they're going to go to second base. They got the force. And on the slide, Jackson Irving upended but hung on to the ball. Run scores. Crawford in to score the third run. So Blazin retired 1-4, one to six actually. One out for Ryan Sullivan, the cleanup hitter. He popped out to second. His first at bat, throw to first. Both pitchers Jones into pickoff runners. First pitch, slow curve. That just missed. Ryan Sullivan, 1-0. Wyatt Powers, the DH, on deck. Next pitch. It's on the outside corner. Good fastball, 1-1. Mraz with a long look at first base. Here's the 1-1 to Sullivan. Runner goes. Fly ball to center field. That's going to drop for a hit in the gap. Scooped up by Braxton Mims. He throws it in. Ball's going to get away, and Markovich has to come off the bag to get it. So first and third for Wyatt Powers, the DH. He singled in the first inning and then was picked off. 4-3 Glenwood. Wyatt Powers. Mraz with the first pitch. A little bit high, I guess.
Yeah. It's the only way he could have missed it because it was right down the middle.
One no count to Powers. Run is at first and third. Tying run at third base. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. That's a movement on that fastball. 1-1 to Powers.
Hey, Wyatt, you can hit off Leo all day. You know that.
Let go
of our Leo. All day. Since you were six.
Some chatter from the Meeker fans. 1-1 pitch. Strike called. Throw down to second base. Just missed him. Good throw from Christian Landeros. But Sullivan able to get the steal. First stolen base for the Cowboys. Now second and third. For Powers, it's 1-2. One-two count to Powers. Pitch from Mraz. Chopped in front of the plate, scooped up, barehanded. They throw to home. Safe. No tag.
Yeah, it's just a tough play for Mraz to try to get up to that and then somehow get a throw off.
It was like a swinging bunt, and Mraz hustled off the mound, made a good play on it, barehanded it and underhanded to Landeros, but he didn't put the tag on. And the game is tied 4-4. Well, that's an RBI for Powers. His second hit. And the batter's Peter Hanks, who flied out to right, leading off the second inning. Raz with the pitch. Grounder to short. Tough play. And it's knocked down by Jackson Irving. You know, I'm going to give Hanks a hit on that. Because the runner is crossing from second to third as he's trying to make the play and going to his right.
Yeah.
That would have been an impossible play.
Yeah, losing the visual of the ball coming at you because the runner's right in front of you.
So the infield single for Hanks. First and third again for the Cowboys. Ground ball to first. Knocked down by Heil. Goes to the bag for the out. Run scores. It's 5-4 Meeker. That was Fitzgibbons. Grounding out to first. Two-way. 5-4 Meeker. Trinden Powell, the batter. Ball gets away from Landeros. Here comes the run to score. They got him. You betcha. Ring him up.
Wow.
Good tag put on by Leo Mraz to get Powers at home. 2-1 put out. Third out. Powell will lead off the fourth. But the Cowboys score three runs on 1, 2, 3 hits.
That was a good hustle by Landeros.
Yeah. No errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It is Meeker 5, Glenwood 4. This is KMTS. Back to Mike Summers Memorial Field. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It is Meeker 5 and Glenwood 4. There was one error, I forgot, in that third inning. So two of those runs earned. Fly ball foul. First pitch swinging Braxton Mims. He singled and scored in the first inning. Fitzgibbons winds and delivers the 0-1 pitch. Curveball, slow grounder. This is going to be a tough play. Charging is Sullivan at second, and Mims scores. Safe at first. Good hustle by Mims.
Again, yeah, kind of a weird little bloop that just died as soon as it hit the grass.
Yeah.
Halfway between first and second.
Again, looks like a line drive in the book. His second hit boosts his average. Batters Mason Markovich. Singled and scored in the first inning.
All right, man, I'll talk to you soon. That was awesome.
5-4 Meeker. First pitch to Markovich. That's inside. Ooh. Almost got his jersey.
That almost hit him. He turned and he braced. He was expecting a hit.
1-0 pitch to Markovich. Slow curve just snaps across the inside corner. Markovich, two home runs, 12 runs batted in. Make it 13 as he knocked one in. Toss over to first, Mims back. It's Gibbons with the pitch. Fouled at the plate. And it's 1-2 to Markovich. It's Gibbons with the 1-2 pitch. Outside. Throw down to first base from the catcher. Not in time. Just keeping Mims honest. 2-2 count to Mason. Another snap throw that time by the pitcher. It's Gibbons. Not in time. And Braxton Mims getting Cooper Luckey's jersey not all dirty.
Yeah.
He's wearing his jersey number 0. Here's the 2-2 to Markovich. Fastball grounded up the middle. Base hit. Yep. And Markovich two for two. Heading for third is Mims. And he slides safely. Good backup by the pitcher, Fitzgibbons. On the throw, Markovich goes down to second base.
I like Mason Markovich. He gets to second base and he looks over at his parents and he just kind of shrugs his shoulders like, what do you want? So this is what I did last time.
Adam Gare, his Glenn Campbell walk-up song. He walked, was picked off in the first inning. First pitch, a curveball in there for a strike. Gare with 8 runs batted in. 2 for 3 yesterday against Evergreen. It's Gibbons with the 0-1. Fastball skips up there. 1-1.
He's a good guy, but when he puts his mask on, I don't know.
We catch the, you know, these little conversations with our field mic. It's, you know, it's the nature of the beast here. It's
somebody who likes the ump as a person, but maybe not as an ump.
1-1 pitch outside. 2-1.
You know, that's one of the reasons I know we've got such a shortage of refs in football and baseball and basketball and everything. But it's one of those reasons why I just never wanted to put that uniform on.
3-1 count now to Adam Gare.
You can do the best job possible and still be hated by everyone.
Oh, yeah. Fitzgibbons, runners at second and third. Here's the pitch. Outside, and the bases are loaded for Nathan Grosskopf.
That's Fitzgibbons' third walk. Got one per inning so far.
5-4 Meeker. Nobody outs. Bottom of the first. Golden opportunity for Nathan Grosskopf. Flied out to center in the first inning. That pitch gets away. Here comes Mims. Here's the play. Safe. Got under the tag.
Wow. That is very similar to the same.
Yeah.
The same way Mims came in last time.
That ties the game, and Hanks, the catcher, quick to get to the backstop. Again, not a lot of foul territory here. And he got back there, Fitzgibbons quickly to cover the plate, but just got under the tag.
I think the ball got to Fitzgibbons in time, but I don't think he was able to cross his body for the tag in time.
So on the play, Markovich goes to third, Garrett second. 1-0 count to Nathan Grosskopf. Pitches outside. So that's a second wild pitch thrown by Fitzgibbons. Both times resulted in a score.
Yeah, the difference this time is last time Mason Markovich came down too.
That's right, yeah.
After a little.
Next pitch. Outside to Grosskopf. 3-0. Leo Mraz, the batter. Or the on-deck batter. Grosskopf looking to walk here, maybe get a hit if he gets the green light. I don't think he will, though. Here's 3-0. He shows bunt, pulls back, and it's a strike. We're tied at 5. Here in the bottom of the third, nobody out. A 3-1 pitch to Grosskopf. Swing and a miss. The count is full. Kind of bailed out on that one. Turned his head. Here's the payoff to Grosskopf. Ball 4. And the bases are drunk with demons. I haven't used that one yet.
Yeah. I remember that from last year.
Leo Mraz singled in the second inning. It went up the middle, scored a run. First pitch, that's over his head. 1-0. Don't see any activity in the Meeker dugout or bullpen. 1-0 pitch. Fly ball, that's going to drop for a hit into the gap in right center. Markovich scores. They'll hold up Garrett third. It's 6-5 Glenwood. Leo Mraz, 2 for 2. And an RBI.
Yeah, you know, if he doesn't earn his spot on the varsity in the future for his pitching, he might just earn his spot for his hitting.
Exactly. He
keeps that up.
Christian Landeros walked in the second inning. First pitch to Christian. Brushed him back a little bit.
Yeah, last time he was up, first three pitches were inside, brushing him back.
Grosskopf at second. Garrett third. Next pitch, that's in there for a strike. That's the outside corner. 1-1 count to Christian Landeros. Still nobody out. It's 6-5 Glenwood. Pitch is inside. Oh, hello, Mr. Wind. Gibbons with the 2-1 pitch to Landeros. Fouled off. Next pitch. Foul back.
Oh, yeah. He just got a little piece of that. Little nick.
Here's the 2-2 to Landeros. Swing and a miss, so he just waved at that one. There's the first out. And the second strikeout for Fitzgibbons. Back to the top of the order. Jordan Mraz inserted that lead off for Averman Joe, who injured his shoulder on a pickoff attempt at first base, sliding back to the bag. Mraz singled in the second inning. Swings and misses. The first pitch, 0-1. Jordan Mraz with that single drove in a run in the second inning. 0-1 pitch. High and outside, 1-1. Bases loaded, 6-5 Glenwood. Chance for an explosive inning for the Demons. There's the 1-1 to Mraz. Curveball. Ooh, in there for a strike. It's hard to read that curveball because it comes in so slow.
Yeah.
Fitzgibbons from the stretch. 1-2. Got a piece of it. Fouled it off.
Fitzgibbons, that's his 30th pitch this inning, his 70th pitch so far in three innings.
Next pitch. Oh, strike three called on the inside corner. Mraz can't believe it.
It's almost like Mraz kind of leaned his left shoulder in a little bit, almost like he was ready to take the hit.
And Glenwood's about to let Fitzgibbons off the hook here. The base is loaded. He struck out the last two batters. Jackson Irving looks at ball one, and Hanks able to keep that ball in front of him. 1-0 to Irving. He flied out to center in the first, aboard on an error in the second inning. Next pitch is over Irving's head. 2-0. Demon 6, Meeker 5, but bases are loaded for Jackson Irving. Here's the 2-0. Ground ball to second. Sullivan up with it, throws, got him, and not much damage. Demons blow a good opportunity there. They do score two runs on 1, 2, 3 hits. One of those runs scored on a wild pitch. No errors, and the bases were left loaded. We go to the fourth inning. It is Glenwood 6, Meeker 5. This is KMTS. We go to the fourth inning here at Mike Summers Memorial Field. Glenwood with a 6-5 lead over the Meeker Cowboys. Second meeting between these two schools since 2010. Trindon Powell will lead things off for the Cowboys. Number 8 hitter followed by Demick Chintala. Leo Moraz still on the mound for the Demons. First pitch just inside. 1-0. Powell, Chintala, and Clay Crawford. Moraz next pitch. Backhand stop there by Landeros. 2-0. Here's the 2-0 pitch. On the outside corner, 2-1. Even 6 runs on 7 hits. They've stranded 5. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's 2-2.
Yeah, Moraz looking for his first strikeout here, possibly.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Ball in the dirt. Landeros has to hustle. Throws. Got him. No! They call him safe. Evan Heil can't believe it, nor can I. Oh, man. Well, your catcher's got to dig those out. That's a pass ball. Strikeout. Pass ball. Runner advances.
Yeah, so he does get his first strikeout, but
doesn't count as an out.
Yeah.
Chintala the batter. Throw to first. Not in time.
Now he's thinking, I want to pick him off at first.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be there anyway.
Yeah. He's got a big lead at first. And Moraz staring him down. Here's the pitch. A bunt foul by Chintala. 0-1. Chintala grounded into a 6-4-3 double play to end the Meeker threat in the second inning. Double play would be nice here. 0-1 count to Chintala. Leo Moraz gets the sign, glances at first. Another big lead for Powell. Throw to first. Six runs, 7 hits for the Demons. 5 runs, 6 hits for the Cowboys. 4 of those runs are in, 1 are unearned. Next pitch is a line drive to... It is caught!
Wow.
As Nathan Grosskopf, sliding to his knees, made a marvelous catch. I thought maybe he was going to drop. It was sinking fast, kind of slicing in the gap. And Nathan Grosskopf with a great catch.
Yeah, running from his left to his right.
Chintala robbed of an extra base hit. So one away, top of the order, Clay Crawford. He's been a tough out. Got a hit, a couple runs scored. Looks at ball one. Powell daring Moraz to throw it over there. He's got that big lead. There he goes. The pitch is inside. Throw down to second base. Not in time. And a steal for Trindon Powell. He won that cat and mouse game.
Yeah, that pitch was inside, so I don't think Landeros had a very good angle on making that throw.
No. 2-0 count to Clay Crawford. Now it's 3-0. Trindon Powell strikes out, and then the pass ball. He advances to first on a close play and steals second. Gotta love this game. 3-0 count to Clay Crawford. Leo Mraz from the stretch. Nobody covering the bag at second. Here's the pitch. That's outside, and he walked him. So Crawford on base three straight times. Batters Jacob Blazin. Singled and grounded out. His base hit was to left field, going the opposite way. Left-hander steps in the box. Gets his third look at Leo Mraz. Runners at first and second. One out. Here's the pitch. Blazin fouls it off, going the other way. 0-1.
Another one of those slow curves from Mraz.
Yeah. Liam Deming is on deck. 0-1 pitch. Grounded to first. Knocked down by Evan Heil. He'll go to the bag for the out on the play. The runners advance to second and third. Good play by Heil to stay with it. That was hard hit. So three and assisted for the second out. And second and third for Liam Deming. Tripled and aboard on a fielder's choice. Got an RBI. Scored two runs. 6-5 Glenwood. Leo Mraz trying to preserve the lead here. Here's the first pitch. Curveball, chop, foul.
It's been a gorgeous day.
Yeah. Not too hot. 0-1 count to Deming. This is a big one here. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, he waved at that one. That one just kept tailing outside. He chased one. Got him in the hole, 0-2. Now maybe jam him inside. He can waste one here. Mraz with the 0-2. Strike! Three. I thought the up was about to ring him up. Oh.
Yeah. I thought he was going to give him that outside corner.
I thought he was going to back up, do the moonwalk, you know. 1-2 count to Liam Deming. Mraz with a pitch. Second and third. Here it comes.
Oh, kicked it.
Yep, just got a piece of it.
Oh,
count remains 1-2, and that also got a piece
got
of
a
Christian
piece of
Landeros.
Yep.
He's trying to run it off.
Hit him in his right, looks like his right thigh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just above the shin guards.
Yeah, they come up over the knee a little bit. They just came right in on top of
it. Yep. 1-2 count to Deming. Second and third. Demons lead 6-5. And Darryl's, he's good to go. I'll make sure. Leo Mraz leans in, gets a sign. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball to short. Tough play for Irving. He makes the throw and throws him out. And nice battling back by Leo Mraz to get out of trouble. So no runs for the Cowboys. No hits. No errors and two runners left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Glenwood 6 and Meeker 5. This is KMTS. Back to Mike Summers Memorial Field in West Glenwood Springs. And the Glenwood Demons hanging on to a 6-5 lead. Over the Meeker Cowboys looking to snap a 5-game losing streak. Umpire Wayne Lucio came up to us and said, I almost rang him up, but it was an umpire balk. I almost called strike three. First pitch to Evan Heil. Fly ball to the gap in right center field. That'll be extra bases. Nope, it's going to be nicely played there by Blazin. But Heil's going for second base. He's on his horse. There's the throw. He's in there safely.
Wow.
Evan Heil.
Well, he put that speed to use, had a nice little
slide. Yes, he did.
And little stand-up slide.
Fifth double of the season. Evan Heil trying to get that average back up there. The leadoff double. And Braxton Mims, 2 for 2, solid single and an infield single. First pitch to Mims. That's high. Ball one. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Mims. He bunts it back to the mound. The only play is the first. No! No one covering the bag. The first baseman, Trindon Powell, came off to play the bunt. Why? Because it was right back to the mound.
Yeah. But he came running in. I think he was expecting the second baseman to come over. Because he even ducked as if to get out of the way of the throw.
Well, Mims is 3 for 3. Even though the infielders misplayed that.
Do we call that an error?
No.
Error in judgment, maybe? Is that a stat? Yeah, is that
definitely
a stat that we track?
So first and third for Mason Markovich, who'd like to get a hold of one here. He's 2 for 2. He looks at strike one.
Ooh, I thought that would be a little high, but
not to Mason's liking. Mason 2 for 2 with a couple of runs scored. He's got an RBI. Next pitch, that hit him.
That hit him, yep.
And normally that would tick him off. He'd throw that bat aside, but he just gently tossed it aside.
Well, that was one of those slow curves, so I don't think it hurt much.
No. But he wants to swing. He wants to hit the ball.
Yeah.
Adam Gehr, the batter, he's walked twice. Fitzgibbons with the bases loaded. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball tailed away. 0-1 to Gehr.
Cowboys infield are all playing up inside the grass. Expecting something short.
Next pitch. That's fouled off to the right side, 0-2. Demons left them loaded in the third inning. Loaded up again here. A double, leadoff double by Evan Heil. Infield single by Braxton Mims. Mason Markovich hit by a pitch. 6-5. Adam Gehr hoping to add to the lead. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. Oh, man, that hurts. What's that, 5 Ks now for
That's
Fitzgibbons?
The fourth one, yes.
Fourth, okay. Batter's Nathan Grosskopf. Flied out to center, walked. First pitch in the dirt. Good stop by Peter Hanks. 1-0.
Well, it's the same kind of situation where we've seen Fitzgibbons have a wild pitch and somebody comes in and scores. Let's see if he can keep control of it.
1-0 pitch, ground ball. That's going to, gets over the glove, takes a tricky hop over the glove of the shortstop Deming, and 2-run score. A seeing eye single up the middle for Nathan Grosskopf. Give him 2 RBIs.
Seen eye single. It's another opportunity to educate me a little bit. What in the world does that mean?
Leo Mraz, the batter, and they're going to throw to first. Well, it just kind of found its way into the outfield.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it was a nice attempt by Deming at short, but it just took a hop over his glove. Here's another ground ball, same spot. Deming bobbles it and can't handle it. This time it's an error, and Mraz aboard. And the bases are loaded again. Grosskopf at second, Mraz at first. Mason Markovich at third base.
Looks like Sullivan and Deming are going to be switching spots. Sullivan just moved to short, and Deming just moved to second base.
Christian Landeros. First pitch. Popped up, straight up. That's an infield fly. Automatic out. So when the runner is nowhere for the runner to go, it's an infield fly rule.
Yep.
So the Landeros struggling in the nine hole. It's 0 for 3. Two outs, back to the top of the order, Jordan Mraz. And he grounds it back to the mound. Easy play there. And that'll do it for the Demons. They score two runs on one, two, three hits. And again, they leave them loaded. There was one error.
But it's still fun.
Score now is Glenwood 8 and Meeker 5. This is KMTS. Welcome back to Mike Summers Memorial Field in West Glenwood Springs. Glenwood Demons lead the Meeker Cowboys through four innings, 8-5. A couple substitutions. Zach Pidcock now in center field for Glenwood. Is that Mims and left?
Yep, that's Mims and left. Well, Mims Ludke.
Mims, like Cooper Mims.
Cooper Mims, yeah.
Nathan Grosskopf still in right.
Mims wearing Ludke's number.
Yeah. And getting his jersey all dirty.
Yeah.
Leo Mraz still on the mound.
You know, in high school sports, you never know what could transpire.
I remember
somebody forgot a jersey or something.
Coaching.
You know.
Coach, I forgot my helmet.
Yeah.
You did what?
Yeah.
Ryan Sullivan will lead things off for Meeker.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I'd have a freshman out there on the football field trying to play in sneakers because they couldn't remember their cleats.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, well, Mom was supposed to bring it. No, you're in high school. It's not Mom's fault anymore.
Sims is 1-for-2, the cleanup hitter. Single, stole the base. Popped out to second. Mraz still in there. First pitch to Sullivan. A little chopper to third. Tough play for Markovich. Throws a bullet and down he goes. Nice play by Mason.
Yeah, Mason's got a strong arm over there.
Oh, yeah. One away for Wyatt Powers, the DH. Singled. Picked off, tagged out on a pickle play in the first inning, and board on an error in the third. Looks at ball one.
Well, I would say Leo Mraz, pitching debut. I mean, adequate.
Not bad. Gaining confidence with each outing, or each inning, rather.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss, 1-1 to Wyatt Powers.
Yeah, he's not gonna get you any saves by coming in and striking people out or anything like that. But like we've said before, just get somebody who can get it over the plate. Let your defense do the work. That's what we've seen this game.
Hard hit. That's shot into right field for a base hit. Off the end of the bat, and Wyatt Powers, his second hit of the day. With one out, brings up Peter Hanks. And an infield single in the third, flied out to right in the second. Liam Mraz from the stretch, toss over to first. He's got a pretty quick move to first. And Leo's played the defensive position with confidence. He showed good athleticism. First pitch to Hanks. Ground ball to seconds. Could be two. Underhand to second for one. Down to first. Double play. Great stretch by Evan Heil. That was beautiful. Another 6-4-3 double play. And that does it for the Cowboys. No runs, one hit, no errors, and because of the double play, nobody left. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Glenwood 8, Meeker 5. This is KMTS. Go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Mike Summers Memorial Field. Glenwood Demons leading the Meeker Cowboys 8-5. And Leo Merez done a good job.
Yeah, he's 62 pitches. He's got one strikeout, technically, two walks, one hit batter. You know?
And you're pitching the contact. He's induced two double plays.
Yeah.
6-4-3 double plays. So that's what you're after, man.
I think this is the first time we've seen Glenwood pull off the double play, you know, twice in one game.
Yeah. And without Averman Joe in there, who went down with a shoulder injury in the first inning. So Jackson Irving has done a decent job at short, executing those double plays. Irving to Gare to Heil.
Yeah, you know, if Manjo did dislocate that shoulder, we're probably not going to see him on Friday at all either.
Doubtful. Jackson Irving, the batter. Looks at ball one. One-oh pitch. And it's still Fitzgibbons in there. That was his 89th pitch.
Yep.
2-0 to Irving. Next pitch, fastball, swing and a miss. 2-1. Jackson is 0-2, aboard on an error in the second inning. 2-1 pitch, that's over his head. And it's 3-1. Irving, Heil, and Mims. It's Gibbons with a 3-1. Chopped. Tough play. Coming off the mound is Fitzgibbons. Throws and got him. Nice play by the pitcher.
Yeah, I thought maybe they had a little bit of a bobble there trying to bring that one in. So I thought maybe Irving had a chance. But Fitzgibbons had a nice hard throw to first.
Heil 1-for-3 and a leadoff double to right in the fourth inning. Scored a run. He scored two today. First pitch is high and outside. Evan trying to get back close to 200 in the average. Here's the 1-0 to Evan. That's on the inside corner. 1-1. We're in the bottom of the fifth. One out. 8-5 Glenwood. Fitzgibbon still on the bump for the Cowboys. The next pitch. Swing and a miss. Evan fooled on that one. Chased it.
Yep.
Stepped out of the box.
Chased it way outside.
And it's 1-2. Fitzgibbons with a 1-2 pitch. That was the same spot, and Evan laid off. 2-2. Fitzgibbons with the 2-2 pitch. Curveball slapped up the middle over the glove of Fitzgibbons and past Ryan Sullivan at second base. Another hit for Evan Heil. Good to get off the schneid. Brings up Cooper Mims. Braxton wearing Cooper Luckey's jersey. First pitch to Braxton. Missed ball one inside. Braxton is 3-for-3. A couple of infield singles. Three runs scored and an RBI. Had a productive day at the cleanup spot. Heil, good lead. 1-0 pitch to Mims. That's high. Throw down at first base.
Oh,
Heil back standing up. Ball gets away, and Heil will head down to second base. They're telling him to head for third. Here he goes.
Oh, yeah.
Because the ball's got to be thrown from right field, and Heil in there standing up. Oh, that's a big error. E2, two base error, and Heil down at second or third base. And is it 2-0 to Mims?
I have him at, yes, 2-0.
Okay. Here's the pitch from Fitzgibbons. Got the outside corner, I guess. Two and one.
I think that was a little bit of a framing job.
It was
most generous. I'll catch it out here, but I'll end it here.
Yeah.
Call it right here.
2-1 to Mims. Grounded foul, just wide of the bag at third. Evens the count 2-2. The activity on I-70. Mike's picking up everything. Here's the 2-2 to Mims. Curveball chopped. Fair ball. No, foul ball. It was gloved by third baseman Chitala just wide of the bag. Mims back to the box to try it again. 2-2 count. Evan Heil at third base. Single and on an errant throw, trying to pick him off at first, ended up at third. Here's the 2-2 from Fitzgibbons. Swing and a miss. He chased one upstairs. Oh, couldn't lay off the high cheese. Oh, boy, did he bail him out. That's five strikeouts for Fitzgibbons. That one was a gift. Two away from Mason Markovich. Hit by a pitch, single twice, scored two runs, got an RBI first pitch. That almost hit him.
Yep. Thrown at his head.
And Mason going, yeah, doesn't bother me. You want to buzz the tower? Go ahead, pal. Here's the 1-0. Way outside, gets to the backstop. Here comes Heil. He's out. Good hustle again by Peter Hanks. Is so quick to get out of the crouch. And a good coverage of the plate by Fitzgibbons for the tag. So the Demons turned away. They're scoring runs. One hit. It was one error and one no runners left as Evan Heil tagged out at the plate. We played five. It's Glenwood 8, Meeker 5. This is KMTS. Back to Mike Summers Memorial Field. The Glenwood Demons leading the Meeker Cowboys 8-5. Leo Mraz still on the bump for the Demons. He's put up a couple of zeros last couple innings. Beneficiary of a couple of double plays as well. Jonathan Fitzgibbons leading things off for the Cowboys here in the sixth. And Raz with the first pitch. That's a little blooper. Caught by Evan Heil in foul territory. Great read off the bat by Evan Heil. One swing, one out.
Well, yeah, he only had five pitches in the last inning. He said three outs in the last six pitches.
Trendon Powell hit by a pitch, struck out, and then advanced to first on a pass ball. First pitch. Outside, 1-0. So how many pitches is Leo up to?
He's at 64 now.
Wow, beautiful. Meanwhile, you said Fitzgibbons is where?
He's at 104.
1-0 pitch to Powell, fouled off.
So yeah, I can't imagine we'd see Fitzgibbons come back in for the bottom of the sixth.
Meeker plays in the 2A Western Slope. Have yet to play a league game. One pitch to Powell. Backhand stop there by Landeros. And the league with Ignacio, Cedar Ridge, Grand Valley, Olathe, and Rangeley. Next pitch, grounded back to the box and finds its way to center field, just under the glove of Mraz at the mound. Hard hit ball by Powell, his first hit. Brings up Damek Chintala.
Sporting a nice mullet there.
Yeah.
it's one of those, you know, I just cannot believe the mullet has made its way back.
I know. Or at least made its way to Meeker. First pitch to Chintala inside of that curveball. Who else had a sporting a mullet? Was it somebody from Battle Mountain or Summit? I can't remember.
It was one of the Battle Mountain basketball players.
Oh, that's right.
big, thick.
Yeah. Toss the first, not in time. 1-0 count to Chintala. 8-5 Glenwood. One out, top of the sixth. Chintala, the number nine hitter. Fitzgibbons, or rather Powell at first. Next pitch is outside. 2-0. Ignacio, the only team to play a league game in the 2A West Slope. They're 1-3 in league. Everyone else, Cedar Ridge, Grand Valley, Meeker, Olathe, and Rangeley, all non-league games. Next pitch, slow grounder to the left of the mound, charged, and no play as Gare could not scoop it up. He was playing kind of deep, an infield single for Chintala. And the Cowboys back in action here. First and second, one out. Back to the top of the order, Clay Crawford. He's got a hit, two runs scored. He's walked. Eight-5 Glenwood, one out, top of the sixth. Mraz with the first pitch. Good stop by Landeros. 1-0. Leo Mraz from the stretch. Next pitch. Outside, a good stop again by Landeros.
Yeah, Leo seems to be losing some of his control here.
Yep.
We're seeing a lot of low and outside bouncing up to the plate.
Next pitch. That's on the outside corner, 2-1. Clay Crawford, then Jacob Blazin. There's the 2-1. Grounded back to the box over the glove. Taken by Garrett second to get the force. Good play by Adam. He had no chance to throw out Crawford. Would have been a nifty unassisted double play. But a good play by Garrett to get in front of the bag and get that force. Two away. On the play, Powell goes down to third. Crawford at first. The batter is Jacob Blazin, left-hander. He's got a hit and three trips to the plate. Looks at strike one on the outside corner. Mraz has done a good job pitching out of jams so far. He's got two outs, 0-1 pitch. That's high and outside, 1-1. Eight, 5 Glenwood. Two outs, top of the sixth. Cowboys threatening here, but two outs. And Mraz with the 1-1 pitch to Blazin. Ground ball past the mound and into center field for a hit. That was hit hard. Gare frustrated that he couldn't get to it.
Yeah, he laid out for it, but just couldn't get to it fast enough. Hit right at the feet of Mraz. So hard for a pitcher to react to,
yep.
You know, in that amount of time, those low hits.
Liam Deming fouls off the first pitch. He tripled back in the first inning. So Blazin with an RBI, his second hit. Next pitch, that guy at the outside corner. That's 0-2 to Liam Deming.
Put one down the middle.
Next pitch is lined into right field for a base hit right down the line. Coming around to score is Clay Crawford. And suddenly it's 8-7, Glenwood. Batters Ryan Sullivan. Deming going down the line and right. First pitch to Sullivan. Curveball in there for a strike. Sullivan, the cleanup spot is 1-for-3. Single, ground out, pop out. The wind really starting to kick up, and some of that dirt got into umpire's eyes. And here we go. 0-1 count to Sullivan. Eight-seven Glenwood. Runners at the corners with two outs. Mraz with the pitch. Fly ball. It's playable. Back is Mims in left field and makes the catch. And to turn away the Cowboys, they do score two runs to get a run closer on 1, 2, 3, 4 hits. No errors and two runners left. We played 5.5 innings. It's Glenwood 8, Meeker 7. This is KMTS. Welcome back to Mike Summers Memorial Field in West Glenwood Springs. As we suspected, Meeker Cowboys going with a new pitcher. Liam Deming now pitching for the Cowboys. It's 8-7 Glenwood as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning.
And playing short now is number 8.
Ethan Quinn.
Okay.
And Fitzgibbons is at first.
Yeah, Fitzgibbons, he's going to end after 5 innings. He's going to have 104 pitches, 5 strikeouts, 4 walks, and 1 hit batter.
What are you talking about?
8 runs on 2, 4, 7, 10, 11 hits. So Mason Markovich will lead things off here in the bottom of the sixth inning. He was at the plate when
Heil tried to steal home on a wild pitch.
He's tagged out by the pitcher Fitzgibbons. Getting his first look at Deming. Swings and misses. That fastball tailed away. Nothing in one.
That's a Deming pitching against you. Let's go.
Markovich, 2-for-2, hit by a pitch. And he grounds it to short. And it's booted by Ethan Quinn, who was just inserted. Boy, you come off the bench and the ball finds you, doesn't it?
Yeah. Just in case you're feeling the pressure.
Yep. E6, Markovich aboard for Adam Gehr. A couple of walks and a strikeout.
Quinn shaking his right hand like it looked like that bounced up into his open hand thumb.
First pitch and, ooh, Adam Gehr.
That looks sexy.
Having to jump out of the way and couldn't. It still got a piece of him. So.
Forget what everybody says looks good on you.
Yeah, he's playing dodgeball out there.
Yep. Gehr wears one. It's first and second now for Nathan Grosskopf, who knocked in two runs with a single in the fourth inning. Getting his first look at Deming. First pitch gets to the backstop, and the runners will move up 90 feet. 8-7 Glenwood, and Grosskopf looking to add a couple more.
You must have the field mic on the. You have it on the Meeker side?
No,
this time?
It's over here.
It's over here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next pitch. Ooh. a generous strike zone there.
Yeah, it's that outside. Like we said, you know, sometimes there's a couple of umps that give that outside corner that, and a couple that don't.
There's the 1-1 to Grosskop. That came inside. He had to scoot out of the way. 2-1.
Deming's putting some heat on these throws, but just not putting them down the middle yet.
Infield dirt flying around when it's really kicking up. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Grosskop. Ooh. My goodness. 2-2. We better step up in the box.
Yep.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. First out. It's Leo Mraz. He's had a productive day on the mound and at the plate. 2-for-2, also aboard on an error. Scored a run. Knocked in a run. First pitch is popped up. Right side. Second baseman coming in and makes the basket catch. Ryan Sullivan. His cap goes flying off.
It's good concentration on his part.
Yeah. Two away for Christian Landeros. Nope, this is Cole Sherrick batting. 8-7, Glenwood. Looking for a couple insurance runs. Sherrick gets his first time as the first trip to the plate. Looks at ball one inside. Deming with a 1-0 pitch. High and outside. 2-0. Sherrick has appeared in 7 games, batting 250. Looking for his first RBIs. He went around on that pitch, 2-1.
Way inside.
Kind of an excuse me or maybe a defensive swing.
Yeah, as you say, it's almost a, he thought about swinging but then kind of ducked away.
2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball. Demons have stranded 8 runners. Twice they left them loaded. Here's the 2-2 to Sherrick. In the dirt. And it's a full count. Well, who's going to close for the Demons in the top of the 7th? Trying to get the win. Or the save, other. Here's the 3-2 to Sherrick. Strike 3 called. And it was in the dirt. Because Hanks, the catcher, tagged him. Wow. Caught looking. That'll do it for the Demons. Again, they leave runners in scoring position. 2 more stranded. That's 10 for the game. No runs. No hits. It was an error. And 2 runners left. We go to the 7th inning. Glenwood holding on to a 8-7 lead over the Meeker Cowboys. This is KMTS. Well, the Glenwood Demons hanging on to an 8-7 lead as we go to the 7th inning. Glenwood has stranded 10 runners, and it's going to be up to Jackson Irving to get the save here. He'll face Wyatt Powers, Peter Hanks, and Jonathan Fitzgibbons. And with Irving going to the mound, we've got Mason Markovich now playing short. Jake Sims at third. And everything else remains the same. Pidcock, we mentioned last inning, is in center. Mims moved over to left. Let's see, Jackson Irving. Seen him on the mound in the past.
Yeah, he pitched 2 innings last week.
Irving, freshman, let's see. He's got 6 strikeouts. Walked three. So we'll see how he does here. Fastball just misses to Wyatt Powers. Irving's 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good fastball. 1-1.
Pretty much in the same spot. Powers just couldn't lay off that time.
One pitch to Powers. Oh, oh. Mama, where was that? I guess it was a little low. 2-1. 8-7, Glenwood over Meeker. Top of the seventh. Irving trying to get the save here. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. High cheese, couldn't lay off.
Yep.
And it's 2-2.
Seems like three of those four pitches have been right there in the same spot.
Yep.
He swung at two of them.
If you make contact, you're going to pop it up. Come back the same one. Popped
and
up.
Popped it
and
up.
Who wants it? Hiles got it on the grass and makes the catch. One away. That's what you got to do if you're going to get a save is get that leadoff batter. Hiles made some good plays at first. One away for Peter Hanks. He's 1-for-3. Got an infield single, ground out and pop out. Peter Hanks, excellent catcher for the Cowboys. First pitch in the dirt, 1-0. The wind has gone from a gust to a light breeze.
Yeah, to gone.
1-0 pitch. Jammed him. He fouled it off. It's 1-1. Irving's 1-1 pitch. Curveball. Slow grounder. Tough play for Sims at third. Long throw. No chance to get him. Again, that was like a swinging bunt.
Yeah.
And it just died in that grass. And Hanks aboard with a second infield single of the day. Brings up Fitzgibbons. Walked, grounded out, and popped out to first. So a tying run aboard for the Cowboys. See if Fitzgibbons bunts him over. If they're going to let him swing away here. Or if they send the runner. Ball one to Fitzgibbons.
Yeah, he's getting a leadoff like he's going to go.
And that, let's see. That doesn't look like Hanks.
No, that's...
Oh.
Is that number 10?
Mobley again, yeah, pinch running. Next pitch to Fitzgibbons. Ooh, missed.
It's in that sometimes yes, sometimes no zone.
Yeah. Irving with the next pitch. That's in there for a strike. Three and one. Got the bottom of the order. Don't want to let him off the hook here. Here's the 3-1. Way outside. Oh, my. Trouble brewing here.
Yeah. I've kind of seen this over and over with Glenwood. Just their lack of a closer, saver. You know, that we've seen it happen to Heil. We've seen it happen to Mraz now where someone does a good job pitching for 5-6 innings, and then it just gets lost in those last couple.
Trendon Powell, the batter, hit by a pitch. Looks at strike one right down the middle. 0-1. He singled, scored a run in the sixth. Part of that two-run six for the Cowboys, where they got within one run. 8-7, Demons lead, one out, top of the seventh, 0-1 pitch. Ball gets away from Landeros. Good hustle by Christian. So runners unable to advance. And check that. This is not Powell. This is Ethan Quinn. One count to Ethan Quinn. Next pitch. Just missed. 2-1. Next pitch, swing and a miss. They got a, just a piece of it. Evens the count 2-2. Next pitch. Ooh, oh my. Just missed. And it's a full count to Ethan Quinn.
Guess that's called a little high.
His first at bat. Here's the payoff. Yeah, ball four, and the bases are loaded. Oh. Coach Nieslanek has got to be pulling his hair out. Batters. Damik Chintala, who grounded into a double play back in the second inning. That would be a welcome sight. Bases loaded, one out. Chintala swings and misses at a high fastball. Tying run at third base. Ladero's got to keep everything in front of him. 0-1 pitch. Popped up, fouled back out of play, and it's 0-2. Clay Crawford is on deck. Bases loaded, one out, 8-7 Glenwood. Nail biting time here. Chintala, the number 9 hitter. Had an infield single in the sixth. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Came back with a high fastball, didn't get him to chase. 1-2. Here's the 1-2. Popped up, infield fly. Caught in foul territory anyway, just for good measure. And there's two outs. Caught by Heil.
All right.
Here we go. Clay Crawford, it's up to him. Base hit'll give the Cowboys the lead. Crawford singled in the first inning. Scored two runs, walked in the fourth, aboard on a fielder's choice, scored three runs, excuse me. First pitch, and jammed him, foul ball. A 1-1 to Crawford. Irving trying to get the save, preserve the win for Leo Mraz. Here's the 0-1. Strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-2. Here we go.
No pressure, young man.
Nope. Irving gets the sign. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three.
There
he got him. And the Demons snap a 5-game losing streak in a nail-biter. Jackson Irving gets the save. Leo Mraz in his varsity debut on the mound gets the win. The Demons win it 8-7. We'll be back with the totals after this on KMTS. And wrapping things up from Mike Summers Memorial Field in West Glenwood Springs, the Glenwood Demons snap a 5-game losing streak with a nail-biting 8-7 win over the Meeker Cowboys. And it came down to Jackson Irving having to pitch out of a jam to get the save. Leo Mraz got the start and pitched admirably. 6 innings, 11 hits, 7 runs. Struck out 1 and walked 2, hit a batter. But able to pitch out of a couple of jams and get a couple of double play balls. Irving comes in the 7th and made it interesting.
Yeah. Made everyone pucker up a little bit.
Yeah. Got the leadoff batter to pop out to first, then give up an infield single to Peter Hanks. Walked the next two batters. Bases loaded. Got Damik Chintala on an infield fly. for the second out and then struck out Clay Crawford on three straight pitches. Got him swinging. So, I'm sorry, give him two strikeouts. That second strikeout, the biggest one to end the game as Glenwood gets the win 8-7. For Glenwood, 8 runs, 11 hits, 1 error, 10 runners left on base. For Meeker, 7 runs, 12 hits, and committed 5 errors, and 9 runners were stranded. Mraz gets the win. Jackson Irving the save. Jonathan Fitzgibbons for Meeker takes the loss, 104 pitches, 11 hits, 8 runs, struck out 5, walked 4, hit a batter in 5 innings. Hitting stars for the Glenwood Demons, Mason Markovich continues his hot hitting. He goes 2-for-2, a couple of singles, an RBI, hit by a pitch, a board on an error, scored 2 runs. Braxton Mims goes 3-for-4, a couple of infield singles, and has an RBI. Jordan Mraz, replacing Avery Mangiau in the leadoff spot, goes 1-for-3 with an RBI. And Avery Mangiau, we did not see him. Looked like probably off to get that shoulder examined.
Yeah, we don't see him with the team over there.
He got picked off, or a pickoff attempt at first, slid back to the bag, and was writhing in pain. And it looked like he was holding that right arm stiff. Maybe a dislocation. Not sure. Don't want to speculate, but we certainly hope he gets better soon. So that's got to be very painful. Evan Heil had a good day, 2-for-3 at the plate. Made some great plays at first base. Leo Mraz, in addition to getting the win on the mound, goes 2-for-3 at the plate with a couple of singles and an RBI. So the Demons get the win, 8-7 over the Meeker Cowboys. And coming up next is their rival, the Rifle Bears, coming up at 4 and 6 o'clock this Friday night from Cooper Memorial Field, weather permitting. The weather is looking pretty shaky for Friday and Saturday both. If they decide to play, well, fortunately, we'll get the booth.
Yeah.
We'll be inside, and hopefully the rain will stay away and they'll get in a couple of games. So that's going to do it from West Glenwood Springs. For Keith Harris, Ron Milhorn saying so long from Mike Summers Memorial Field. The Glenwood Demons beat the Meeker Cowboys 8-7. Our sponsors, Heil Construction, Flooring America, Berthoud Motors, Carl Ciani State Farm Insurance, Mr. Vac, Bank of Colorado, Carpet One, Bishop Plumbing and Heating, Bighorn Toyota, and Alpine Bank. Again, our final score, Glenwood 8, Meeker 7. Have a great night. Keep it tuned to KMTS.